WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel? Always chasing the next thing, always looking forward to what's next, but never truly savoring the moment? Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, where we ditch the mental clutter and embrace a life of more meaning and joy. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super powerful, cultivating gratitude for better mental well-being. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, gratitude? That's so cliche, hear me out. This isn't about forcing yourself to be happy all the time or pretending everything is perfect. It's about consciously shifting your focus to the good stuff, the things you often take for granted. Think of it like this. Gratitude is like a mental muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And that strength translates into a happier, more resilient you. Ready to level up? Let's go. Firstly, gratitude isn't just about grand gestures or epic moments. It's the little things that add up. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning. A heartfelt conversation with a friend. Even just feeling the sun on your skin. These seemingly mundane experiences can be incredibly powerful when you take the time to appreciate them. Think about it. Ever notice how a good cup of coffee tastes even better when you're truly present in that moment? Secondly, gratitude helps us reframe challenges. Ever felt like you're constantly battling life's curveballs? Well, gratitude can help you see those bumps in the road as opportunities for growth and learning. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, focus on what you learned from the experience. It might be a new skill, a deeper understanding of yourself, or even just a stronger sense of resilience. Thirdly, expressing gratitude to others strengthens our connections. Saying thank you goes a long way. It shows appreciation, builds trust, and makes people feel valued. Whether it's thanking your barista for making your latte, your coworker for helping with a project, or your family for being there for you, these simple acts of kindness can have a ripple effect, creating a more positive and supportive environment. Fourthly, gratitude literally rewires our brains for positivity. Studies show that practicing gratitude can increase levels of happiness, reduce stress, and even improve sleep quality. Think about it like this. When we focus on the good, our brains start to look for more good things, a kind of mental, self-fulfilling prophecy. And finally, remember that gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when it's easier to focus on the negative. That's okay. Just keep practicing, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. Start a gratitude journal, write down things you're grateful for before bed, or simply take a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom of two who always feels overwhelmed and stressed. She's constantly juggling work, kids, housework, you name it. One day, she decides to try something different. Each evening before bed, she writes down three things she's grateful for. It could be anything, a delicious meal, her kids' laughter, even just a sunny day. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts noticing a shift. She feels less stressed, more present, and even more connected to her family. So, the takeaway here is simple. Cultivating gratitude isn't about being Pollyanna-ish. It's about making a conscious choice to focus on the good stuff, which has a ripple effect on your entire well-being. It can transform your mindset, strengthen your relationships, and ultimately lead to a happier, more fulfilling life. Remember, you don't have to wait for something amazing to happen to be grateful. Find those little moments of joy in everyday life, Express your gratitude to others, and watch as your mental well-being blossoms. Until next time, keep decluttering the dopamine and stay awesome. And hey, if this resonated with you, drop a comment below and let me know what you're grateful for today. Let's spread that good vibe together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.